escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, B-Mitchell Philly, 106.7 The Fan. We're out here at training camp for the first week. They're going to be going into preseason. They're going to be leaving tomorrow. They'll be practicing against the New England Patriots on Wednesday. And Joe Witt had a chance to talk to the media. Let's take a listen.
Carlin, he's done a nice job of covering as well. So I've been pleased with that group.
Hey, Joe. Good afternoon. What who are some of the players you're sort of most excited to see playing guys in other jerseys in New England, whether it be practice or the game?
Oh, that's the whole defense. I mean, I want to see us just go compete against another group. So I don't have one person that I'm most excited to see. I'm excited to see the play style come to life, and can we continue to do what we're doing out here on a consistent basis against another opponent.
What do you make of Kane Medrano's skill set, and sort of how do you think he kind of fits into what you guys do?
You know, Kane is one of those multi-positional players that we're carving out a role for him. He's defining it himself. He's doing a better job of covering than he did in the spring on tight ends. He showed a level of physicality. Now, can he consistently do it? That's one thing that we need to see when we go to New England, because we know how they're going to try to be bully ball a little bit. So is he that slash between, like I said, Jeremy Chinn or Frankie? We're still trying to figure that part out of it.
How have you seen Von Miller kind of integrate himself with this defense, both kind of on the field and in the classroom?
You know, in the classroom, let's start there. His first couple of days were like pass rush seminars, you know, and the guys were really being sponges to him. When you have a guy with a wealth of knowledge that he has, you know, the guys are going to listen to. And then when you get out there and we get into some of our known pass situations and you see the looks that we have, and tap again and DQ have done a nice job of putting some packages together that gives those guys a little bit more freedom. And it's fun to watch those guys rush. He can still get off the ball. He can bend the corner. He can bend. He can spin. And then you see DA doing some really nice things in his rush. You see Jacob doing some really nice things. So it's been good to watch.
Going back to Marshawn, what is it that you're seeing out here that maybe you weren't able to see last year because of what he was going through?
Well, he's out there. That's the first thing, okay? He's consistently out there. We last year, he went and fought his ass off, and he didn't practice very, very often. And so that's hard on a player, but he's a competitor, so he was willing to go do that and not be afraid of the result. You know, he just wanted to go out there and compete and help us win. And I think people lose that sometimes when the play might not be what you desired to be. But the dog-ass competitor, you can never go away from. But to answer your question, he's a really good press player. That's who I am, who he want to be. Nice feet. He still can hold the vertical control. And he's very, very competitive. So I've been pleased with where he is.
Because of that, what you said with him and what you were talking about with Trey and Mikey and that group, what can you do up front that maybe that can add to what this defense does?
Right now, it's a combination, and I talked to those guys about it. So I don't want anybody to get lost in translation when I talk about the run game. It's 11-man football. You know, it wasn't the issues last year. It wasn't just the front. All right, we didn't do a great job on all three levels. In the pass game, it once again, it's 11-man football. The back end cover, that gives the rush a chance to get to the second rush, or if the rush can speed up the time clock of the quarterback, now you can play some more zone-type coverages and confuse the quarterback. So it's all 11-man football, and we have to play as one.
Hey, Joe, obviously – going back to OTAs, this is all about a progression, getting better all the time, hopefully. Who are some of the guys on defense that you have seen going back to the spring that you've seen kind of just get better and better?
I just seen the whole group get better. You know, I was trying to think of somebody to really single out, but I talked to DQ yesterday about, you know, raising the floor, and I just seen the entire group get better, and that's what I want to see more than just an individual. If we can get better as a group. So I'm not trying to dodge a question at all, but the entire group has raised the level of play.
Johnny Newton, obviously he's had an off season this year as opposed to last year. Where is he at with his progression, and how close do you think he is to like getting to, you know, level you guys are hoping him to be?
I thought Johnny had a good day today, man. He had some really nice rushes, some one-on-one wins. He's healthy. His feet are good. So, we're expecting the guy that we drafted to really show, you know, this year. He was behind the eight ball some because he was dealing with those injuries last year. And so, knock on wood that he can stay healthy and we can get the best version of him.
Hey, Coach. So I asked Coach Quinn a similar question this morning. So when you look at practice, what kind of equals for you a good day for your defense? And then what would then equal we got to do better at the next practice?
You know, when we go to practice, there's sometimes I know I'm making calls that are going to put them in stressful situations. And so, all right, can we just execute the call? Can we send the ball where we want to send it? There's certain calls that they shouldn't be able to run the ball. So if they run the ball on that call, that's a negative. There shouldn't be certain calls. All right, if we have outside leverage in the pass game, they can't catch outside breakers. And so as long as we're playing the defense, and then when we get into our situations and our competitive compares, do we win? That's just that simple. You know, do we win those situations in those competitive periods? And that's what we look for. And when we go in there, we put it up on the board. All right, did we win? Did we lose? And why did we win or lose?
Good afternoon, Coach.
How you doing?
These joint practices throughout the league are becoming more common with other teams. From a defensive standpoint, what is the value of these joint practices for your squad?
It goes both ways. So, you know, when you go against each other so much, they start to know your calls, you start to know their calls, you get used to the releases of the receivers, you get used to the sets of the blockers. So it's just good to go against new bodies, and now you can see, all right, are we doing what we need to do, or are we just used to playing a certain group of guys? Can we play our play style on the road? Can we travel with it? So I really enjoy joint practices, and hopefully, with DQ, we can keep it clean. You know, the league has had a couple fights the last couple years, and we don't operate that way. We're a clean unit, and so hopefully we get up there and just get good work in, get quality work from both sides.
Coach Quinn had mentioned using the offseason for the coaches as well to kind of like reassess and see what went well and what you need to be improved on from last season. Is there anything that you as a coach, you looked at and said, this is what I want to get better at going into training camp?
Yeah, there were a number of things. To myself, and this might sound silly, my motto, and I have it on my board right now, is let's do what's right, don't necessarily be right. As coaches, you know, you think you have all the answers all the time, and so I'm being very cautious to listen to everybody and make sure I'm doing what's right, not necessarily trying to prove that I am right, if that makes sense. And so allowing the coaches just to coach, getting out the way, putting the scheme in, detailing it out from a schematic standpoint in the meeting rooms, and allowing them to go do it, and focus on calling it in the right situations, and then making sure that we're putting the players in the best situation, utilizing them. I don't think I did a good enough job in certain spaces with Frankie and Jeremy. We did good jobs, but the whole 11, I have to do a better job of using people's skill sets. So those were the three main things that I really focused on my growth.
Yeah. Coach, so much of this identity in this defense is fast and physical. What specific traits or habits are you emphasizing in camp to build that identity, especially with young guys, a guy like Jeremy Reeves, who the other day was talking about how the game has kind of slowed down for him after, you know, a rebound year last year?
Yeah, we talk about mind speed. So if we can think fast, we can play fast. We go hard. We don't practice necessarily long, but we go really, really hard. And so make sure we're chasing the ball. Make sure we're being physical up front. We're not letting the ball get through. And you just have to practice that way. You have to live that way. This is an intense environment that AP and DQ have set, a very competitive environment. And you have to get used to living that way. And one thing I would say is, everybody in that defensive room lives that way for real. You know, in the past, there might have been some resistors that, there's nobody. I mean, everybody gets down the way that we want to get down right now. And so, and that's fun. And that's fun to go. So I'm excited about this next pocket of going and going against the Patriots and being where our feet are and seeing how.
He's very intense, and I smiled when I heard him say the exact same thing I said earlier. People begin to know what the guys in practice are doing against them, and it's a welcome to have them go against the New England Patriots. What you're going to see as a coach, these coaches are going to get a chance to now see who's retaining everything that they've taught them. They're going to see how guys react in different situations. Yes, guys get there and they start to cheat because they know what the steps are. They learn those things. But when you go against a new set of guys, you don't get that chance anymore. You don't get that little choice of, I know what they're going to do. You have to go out there and play all of your fundamentals and go all through your head and be able to make the thing happen real quickly. Now, they're going to find out which young guys really got it, which young guys have gotten this stuff and now can just go out there and play the game of football. I said many a time, when you're thinking on the football field, you're behind. If you're not reacting, you're going to have problems. They get the chance to see that now. And I think as the offensive coaches and the defensive coaches, they both see it. And then the thing of Dan Quinn talking to the coaches about improving stuff, and Joe recognizes it, like, it's not all about being right. You know, it's finding like the right situation, right solution. Coaches do sometimes feel, because I said it, it's supposed to happen. And a lot of times when you say it, it doesn't happen. So this is that next step. They're looking at guys now. They're finding out who's doing things as they go against their teammates on a day-to-day basis, a daily basis. Hell, offensive players talk to defensive players after practice, and the defensive players are telling them what they're doing, so they're figuring those things out. Now you're going to be able to now take that next step and say, which guys stepped on that football field and ready to play? Which guys were able to just go out there and play the game? Which guys had to think about it? And if you start thinking about it against another team, because they are trying to make their football team, they want their coaches to understand there is that thing when you're going against your own player, you don't want to hurt them. You don't want to do certain things to them. Even if you beat them, you don't want to embarrass them, because that could be your friend. If your pass rush or your block can get that guy cut. So you pull back. When they go against the Patriots, they're not going to do that. And Joe's absolutely right. In these games, a lot of emotions flare. Hell, I'll be honest with you. I was in a lot of fights. Every time I thought somebody cheap shot one of my players, I wanted to get the player back. And if they kept doing it, then I felt then that they must want to go there. And I think the coaches kind of knew I reacted that way. I didn't just go out there and get into fights, but if you're doing something stupid and you're jeopardizing our season by trying to hurt one of my players, I'm going to fight you. I didn't care. And now the NFL has come down on people because of the fights. They're finding people and things of that nature, and I think Dan Quinn does run a good deal. But I say one thing. Dan is definitely telling his players, hey, we're not going up here to fight, but we're going to protect each other, and we're not going to take anybody's ish, okay? If they go out there and they bring something to us, we got to bring it back to them. Because not only are you trying to get better as a football team, you want to see how your team is coming together. Who's going to fight for their brother? Who's going to be there for their next man? And if you have to do something, everybody do it together. I don't want to see players in practice like that for sure. You know, and listen, I'm not saying go out there and do something stupid. You know, you pull off your helmet and start swinging your helmet, you're going to get in trouble. You're going to get in trouble from the league and everybody else. And you could truly harm somebody. Don't want to see that. But as we begin to get closer to this thing, we upgraded offensive line, defensive line. The two positions that I think are going to make this team go or not go. And now we get a chance to see guys on that football team that we know are good with New England and watch our guys go against them to see how it's going to happen. See if we have improved. When I'm watching out on the field, I think the defensive line has improved. But are they improved because nobody can now cut them? And my simple explanation is when you are a D lineman, you are a pass rusher, you are a linebacker, and you're rushing an offensive player in practice for sure with your own team, you know they cannot go below your waist. They are not going to do it. So you have a distinct advantage. But when you get into those games, even in against New England, they may tell them don't do it, but hell, if they think you got an advantage, they're gonna do the thing that they know can nullify the stuff that you're doing. And once the game come on Friday night, they damn well will cut you. And I think a defensive lineman, once they understand that, they don't come with the same reckless abandon that they do. They slow it down a little bit. They play it a little bit more cautious than what they do in practice sometimes. So I can't wait to see if our D linemen have made that major step. Are they a lot better than they were last year? Because Joe stated it. It's not about just the O-line, the D-line or the linebackers or the defensive back. It's all of them working together. Last year, there were times when the D-line held stout. Running back gets through, the linebacker wasn't there to make the tackle. Other times, I saw Saquon Barkley run right out the field and had Jeremy Chinn coming, should have had him, boom, dead to his rights. He did not touch him. Didn't make the tackle. So everybody has to work together. The pass rush, everybody thinking, oh, it's just about the outside. No. How about the rush up the middle? How about the defensive back holding it? Cover your guy just a little bit longer to allow the guy to get home. So it's a lot of things that I'm looking for. And then we flip it, I'm looking for the offensive line. We did bring Laremy Tunsil in.
Dude, he looks great, too.
I want to see him against somebody else now. I want to see Laremy.
That's a big fella.
He's a big dude. I want to see this stuff. Like, so I was asked earlier, what are you looking for? I'm looking for the O-line, D-line. Because if I see them get some move, some push, and I think they've gotten better, I believe this football team can get better also. Because they lead the way.
For sure. I don't think we're going to see Tunsil.
We're going to see him in the practices.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Wednesday practice more than I am the game. I think you may get more. We will get, you and I will see more in Wednesday game that's going to be helping this team throughout the year. I mean, Wednesday's practice than we're going to see on Friday.
Totally.
Because on Friday, we're going to see younger guys getting that opportunity to go out there and prove they can play. On Wednesday, we're going to see the nucleus, the base, the foundation of this team perform.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys don't get that same opportunity on Friday. So Wednesday is going to be a little bit more. Going to show me more about what this team is than Friday will.
Totally. Have I told you what I think our setup is for Wednesday?
What's that?
Not totally confirmed, but the Patriots have – I think there's two Boston sports talk stations. And I think those guys get to – set up, like, because it's in the stadium. You know what I mean? Like, they got space.
They're doing it in the stadium?
I believe so, yeah. They have a practice field, too, but I think it's in the stadium. And I think we get to get set up kind of on, like, a club-level platform watching everything. Oh. So think about it. We'll be able to see everything.
Yeah.
You know, when you're watching from the field level here, you get a really good view, and but you don't get kind of that all 22 look.
Yeah.
So I don't know for sure yet, but I think that could be pretty darn cool.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, one thing I'm also curious about, and it's somebody you know. What do you think it'll mean for Izzo to be back up in New England for practices and stuff?
Not much. This preseason.
Yeah.
You know, and he's probably been there before since he left there.
He probably has.
Yeah, so it's not going to be that big of a thing for him. But I'm ready. I can't wait for it.
Dude, me too.
All right, gonna take us a quick break here. And coming back, David Aldridge is going to join us at 11.
Is DA coming now?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I just said, right?
Correct.
I mean, you just left me and went off and did your other little 500,000 jobs. DA will join us when we get back. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We'll be right back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
.7 The Fan. Very excited right now to welcome into the program our friend and Hall of Famer, Mr. David Aldridge from The Athletic.
DA.
What's up, DA?
What's happening, fellas? Y'all good?
We good, brother.
We're good. How are you?
I'm good. It's a nice day out here today.
Dude, how nice is this
beautiful
weather,
day.
Man?
It's fantastic. What you showing me?
I'm putting you on the stream,
oh,
man.
Oh, Lord.
Letting people
see. Nobody needs to see me while I'm on the radio.
Yeah, you know what? I'm looking at you. You and Martin Mayhew, y'all look very similar.
We look similar?
Y'all look like each other. When I looked, I just saw Martin. I'm like, damn.
I never, nobody ever told me that before.
I never thought it either until I looked at you because I just was there.
I shouldn't have said that, should I?
Yeah, you look tired, dog.
Denzel.
I get Carlton from Fresh Prince.
Really? I don't see that.
Yeah. Tell me you get Denzel.
Oh, I can't lie. I'm not going to lie about it. I get random people. You'd be like, really? Okay. Sorry about the cursing, y'all. It won't happen again. I'm a professional.
How much? So I would say, and I'm not taking anything away from Amos, who's had a really good camp. I think Medrano's starting to show. But Bill Merritt and Jalen Lane of the rookies have really made an impression.
I think so.
How much of rookies really making impression the first 2 weeks of camp do you kind of buy into and predict the future off of?
I mean, like I always say, show me why they drafted you, right?
Uh-huh.
It doesn't have to be 20 plays. Just show me two in a practice.
Yeah.
Two plays, show me why they drafted you. And those guys are doing it. And Amos certainly is doing it way more than two plays, right? So, look, Bills look really good so far. Like, really good, you know? And I think
that run he had today, dude.
Yeah, I know.
The little
know.
Jump cut in the hole.
Oh, he got that.
I know.
I've been watching him do that all training camp.
Yeah, right. It's there.
I kept saying his vision is impeccable, but he is the type of guy where when he steps, he moves.
Yeah.
Like a lot of guys get over there rolling on their legs.
Exactly.
He's always on the inside part of his when he's trying to go over there.
That's a skill, right? Like you got to develop that. So he's been coached well. Because he doesn't miss the hole ever.
Yeah.
and that's a great sign. So, yeah, I mean, look, I think Conley's going to be fine. I know everybody's going crazy about it. He'll be fine.
I thought Cliff said about him was really good. He's like, man, he's doing everything we want.
Yeah.
He's trying to learn a new position. It's
exactly.
Not easy.
It's going to take a minute. He's a rookie. You know, like, he's a first-round pick and pressure and all that. It'll be fine. He'll be fine. Bill has looked really good so far, like really good.
The thing for me, like when they got these practices coming up against the Patriots,
right?
I'm looking forward to it because now they're not familiar with what they're doing.
Exactly.
They now have to go out there and show that they now can take what they've learned and bring it with them.
Right. And guys that you're playing against, guys that want to make their name off of you.
Yeah. There you go.
Like New England ain't New England no more. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like they got to get back to the top. Well, Washington was in the championship game last year, so New England's like, oh, let's show people how much better we are.
Yeah.
So it's going to be – those are, live practices. I don't know why every team in the league doesn't do this every year with multiple teams. And just keep it – like, you can't play your divisions, but, like, them playing Baltimore every year. This makes all the sense in the world.
Right.
It's easy. It's an easy trip. New England's a relatively easy trip, so – yeah, you got to do this. That's the best way to get ready. Like, live ammunition is the best way.
I still think the weirdest thing during the Ron era is we all had to go to Kansas City for a preseason game without joint practices.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
travel, dude.
That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
None of this travel during preseason makes no sense. Just like in the NBA, it makes no sense. Why are you going cross-country to play an exhibition game?
Right.
That makes no sense at all. Just keep it regional so the travel is limited. An hour flight, okay, but there's no reason that anybody in any sport, if you're going to play a preseason game against somebody or have a practice, within an hour and a half tops, that's it.
Totally. Yeah, I completely agree. I think, during the Bruce era, they always had that last preseason game at Tampa.
Yeah.
And that was just like a little vacation for the
boys.
Like, they just went down there and partied.
Right, I know, but that doesn't help you get – and it showed.
Right, exactly. Our friend David Aldridge is joining us here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow DA at David Aldridge, D.C. What's pretty remarkable is outside of the Terry thing, and we'll ask you about that, but, there's not a lot of real storylines to watch. There's not a lot of roster battles. Like, you get, position battles. You get further down, I'm really curious kind of what happens with the D linemen and stuff.
Right.
What if anything has caught your eye in the biggest way beyond the Terry thing?
Just look at their offensive line potential and you just go, wow. Like, they could be really good. Like, really good.
Tunsil looks really good.
He's just insanely big and just massive and just everything you think he would be. And Coleman, I know he didn't practice there, but being inside, you can see his size plays inside.
Yeah.
When he's in a phone booth with somebody wrestling, that could work. If he's outside in space, that doesn't work as well for him. But inside, that could work. Playing I mean, he's playing between Tunsil and Biotish. Like,
that's graduate school.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's pretty good. Like, yeah. You know, right? And so the right side, I mean, it could be Wiley. It could be Allegretti. I mean, they got options until Cosme comes back. But then, I mean, Dan said it again today. Like, week one's not off the table for Cosme. You know, which is crazy to me, considering that was in January.
Late January.
Yeah, I mean, that was 7 months ago.
And he hasn't practiced.
Right. So let's just say he's back week five just to be safe. Like, that's still an amazingly fast recovery from that, for a big guy especially.
Right.
You know, so you think about him. And, again, I think Coleman's going to be fine. Or I think Connerly's going to be fine at tackle. Is he going to make mistakes? Sure. If he makes too many of them, guess what? You take him out, you pull Wiley back in. They got options. Their options are good options, too.
When two of your starters from last year are now your top two depth guys,
exactly.
That is really good.
Yeah, it's good depth.
Hell yeah.
I do want to ask you about Terry. I don't mean this to be overly simple. How much fun is it to watch Jaden Daniels?
Yeah.
It really is, dude. Every day. And you said that last year about him.
Give me one or two plays and see why they draft him.
Right.
He only did 250 of them.
Right. You see the throw he made to Debo on the sideline today? I was right in front of Debo when he caught that. And it was a great catch. Don't get me wrong. But it was a perfect pass. Like, it was perfect. Like,
you see
exactly where it needed to be.
And you see him every couple – like, it's just – it's a frequent occurrence that you kind of get a jaw-dropping play.
Yeah, and this is where, you know – fossils like me, you start to write stories, not about the contract, because he'll get paid, but just look, y'all need to appreciate how good this guy is. Like,
totally.
Don't take this for granted. Like, he's really good.
We did a segment the other day on, like, who's catching your eye during camp, right? And, like, everybody wants to talk about, like, oh, you know, this the Kane Medrano, fifth rounder out here. He's got real wheels.
Been terrific.
But, like, we can't lose sight of the dude that catches your eye most. He's 5'5".
Five zero also.
You can't stop looking at
him. Sam Steele does a lot of great stuff.
Yes. Totally.
Know, guys that have already done it. And I think, you know, when we're looking for who's catching your eyes, people immediately go to somebody new.
Sure.
The dude that was here last year, he's gotten even better.
Yeah, it's a real deal.
And, you know, hopefully, you know, Lattimore's been pretty good. You know, and that's going to be huge.
Healthy.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It's going to be huge for them. He doesn't have to be great. He just has to be pretty good.
Right.
And the other kid's
Amos
pretty
looks
good.
Yeah.
And Sarah Still's pretty good. Now you got three pretty goods.
Yeah.
Whereas 2 years ago they had three. Woo.
Bro, last year, week one, was Mike Davis, Benjamin St. Juice, and Emmanuel Forbes.
Yeah.
Those are your three corners on the
wow.
field.
Yeah.
Like, that's
wow. So they're a little better now.
Yeah. Talking with our friend David Aldridge from The Athletic. Mm-hmm. You can give DA a follow at David Aldridge DC. Read all of his work in The Athletic. Where are you at on the Terry situation?
I'm going to write about this probably for, I don't know, if tomorrow or Wednesday. This has got to get done this week. It has to. Like, this, you lose your, the calendar, you got no more time. The calendar is going to start going very quickly after this week. He has to get in pads and practice against people. Ideally, it's not going to be this week in New England, because this week's gone. Even if he signed in 10 minutes,
right,
he's not playing this week. This week's gone for him. So next week, you really want him on the field for practices in the preseason game against Baltimore, because that's when most of the starters are going to play the most minutes. No, is it going to be a half? I don't know, but it's going to be whatever they play is the most they're going to play in any game.
Yeah.
You know, because preseason game three, they're not playing. You know what I mean? So now he gets to week three. He hadn't practiced. He hadn't played against anybody. And you're basically starting to shut your regulars down until the regular season starts. So it's got to be this week to get him ramped up to the point where he maybe can participate next week against Baltimore, which is the most important week of the preseason.
I think both sides can do better. You know, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I know we've been hearing all these numbers, and me and JP talk about this on a regular basis, about they care about the AAV. But if you get the guarantees that Metcalf got, get closer to that,
right,
you can get a deal done.
Yeah.
And I think also the player has to realize at this point, you got to tell your agent, look, bro,
yeah, I know.
I understand you want. You're trying to get the biggest contract you can.
Right. And I want the biggest
contract.
But I want
the most money that's going to go in my pocket when I sign this
thing.
Right
now, yeah. And there's ways to do that. you know,
convert some this year.
Yeah, well, you can bump them up. You can extend. You can, right. You know, there's a lot of ways. Or you can renegotiate and extend. There's lots of ways, and I'm sure they've gone through these. But at some, you're getting to the point where you have to now pick one of these.
Yeah,
these are not three great options, but they're better than not playing. Like, you can't not play.
And
that doesn't work.
And if you talk about your not great options, if the hiccup or one of the hiccups right mm-hmm. now, one of the holdups is his age. A year from now, you're only older.
Yeah.
Like, the guarantees will be less.
Right.
That's just the reality.
Right. Plus, I mean, look, I think Terry has value around the league, but if you start to really look at team by team by team by team, like, who's going to give Washington what they would obviously be asking for in a trade? And where does Terry want to go, like,
That's not with five.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Interestingly enough, I think the team that would pay the most in a trade compensation and pay the most for Terry is the one we're going to see this week. I think New England.
Maybe. And again, no disrespect to Drake May. He's
who might be a good player, right?
Five.
No.
Not five.
No.
You know what I mean? So, like, where do you think you're going to go that's going to be better for you? Like, you need to, like, you did this for 6 years. You played with guys that weren't good enough.
Yeah.
Like, you made them better than they were.
And then you play 1 year with a guy that is damn good, and you know what your production was.
You know what you're going to get, and you're on a team that's all in on winning this year, clearly. And this is where the team has to come correct, to me. Like, they're not building through the draft here. They're not doing, oh, we're going to be good in 3 years, check back. No. You just gave up six draft picks for two guys who can help you win right now.
Right.
Right.
And I get it. I have no problem with that strategy, but winning right now, you got to have 17 on the field.
Right.
So that's what you got to get this done.
I think Terry signs. I think this all gets solved. Two, the question of, like, oh, you know, is this a playoff team without Terry? Yes. When you have Jaden Daniels, you're a playoff team, right? Like, you're in the playoff conversation.
Yeah.
But not having 17 limits your ceiling.
Margin for error.
Are you going to the NFC title game without Terry? I don't think so.
Again, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. The playoffs weren't 3 years ago. The playoffs were 6 months ago.
Right.
Touchdown at Tampa. Touchdown at Philly. Touchdown in Detroit.
50-yard house call on the screen. Right. Yes.
Like,
he hasn't lost that in 6 months.
No, not in six months.
What I think everybody needs to understand is they started slow. The first two, three, four games.
It was the touchdown catch against Cincy that kind of
got it going.
They went for it.
Right.
Yeah.
And they can hit the ground running.
Exactly. You hit the ground running.
Yes.
And you have a chance to now maybe have your playoff games at home instead of going on the road for three straight. Like, you can't afford to just give away three games in the first month and a half and go, well, we'll make that up in November. It doesn't work like that at all.
Totally. I would not mind not having to go to Detroit in January again.
It was fine. I mean, it was better. Well, I like L.A., but I wasn't really trying to fly out to L.A. championship games.
Tampa was great.
Detroit was fine. It's cold, but it was fine.
Yeah, we'll be all right. David, thank you very much, man.
Appreciate
your time.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Always appreciate it, man.
Sorry for the cursing.
That is our friend David Aldridge. Give him a follow at David Aldridge.
He's just passionate, though.
Read his work at The Athletic. And you know what else you need to do? You got to trust DA, and you got to trust the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf for all your residential and commercial cooling, heating, plumbing, and pest control needs. We can use some pest control in this tent, I'll tell you that much. JB Finley here, and the summer temperatures. Listen, we got a couple of nice cool days, but it has been hot as hell this summer. You do not want your AC to tap out. My crew over at Crop Metcalf can hook you up with a brand new cooling system starting at just $186 a month. You heard that right, $186 a month for a new AC. That includes all future service repairs, plus your heating and cooling checks. One low monthly price. No curveballs, no nonsense. Maybe you got to check that water heater too, man. You don't want to get in the shower and it's ice cold. Crop Metcalf can install a new water heater starting at just $56 a month. Don't wait until it's too late. Do what I always do. Call the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf at 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com to schedule your appointment today. Crop Metcalf is the home of the five-star technician.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. About 10 minutes from now, Cliff Kingsbury addressed the media, and it's pretty interesting stuff. One thing I love about Cliff, and I think players love this, dude is honest and himself.
Cool as hell.
And super cool, but also, like, will not BS you. I think players, and you know this better than me, Brian, but in my experience, players would much rather honesty, even when it's not great news, than BS. Maybe that's life.
Then I know I can deal with you. I know I can believe you. I can trust you. I can trust what you say. If you're going to BS me and lie to me about something when it's good or bad or whatever, then you'll lie to me about anything. Then I don't trust anything that you say. Cliff has always been that way, and I think, you know, over time, you get respect. Like, the whole thing is you got to stop living to be liked and start living to be respected.
Totally.
And if you're respected, that's way better than being liked.
I think Cliff, his command of the offensive side of this thing is really impressive and really important. And I don't know. We'll hear from him in just a moment. It was interesting with D.H. saying, all right, they need to get this Terry thing done this week. If you do start to look at the calendar here, they've got the joint practice Wednesday, the game Friday night. There's no chance Terry is taking part in either of those, right? Even if they sign a contract, that's not going to happen. But you kind of start to play this out. You've got the joint practices against the Ravens. So, Friday night preseason game. Then they have practice all next week, right? Mm-hmm. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, off day Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Then next Sunday's, the following Sunday's an off day, the Monday nighter against the Bengals. I don't know that DQ's going to play many guys at all. Like, I can't imagine ESPN is able to pressure preseason games for guys to play, and I can't imagine DQ would give a rip. If you wanted Terry to get some snaps in that Monday night game, B, when do you need him in here? How much work does he need beforehand to be on the field for that Monday night?
The amount of time they're doing, he can come in there anytime that week, anytime the week prior.
So Wednesday's an off day. You would even let him if he. So here, what I do know is that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 14th, 15th, 16th, they're going to run those practices like normal NFL weeks. Training camp, you start early because it's a long day. Uh-huh. The practice portion during the regular season, like the actual practice, shifts to the afternoon because they come in and do more meetings and film, lift weights. So they're going to try the run-up to the Monday nighter against the Bengals to look like a real NFL week because the calendar kind of works for it too. It'd be like Thursday. So it's a Monday night game. They would go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, travel Sunday, play Monday night. So they're going to try to build that up. So I almost wonder if that Thursday the 14th is when you'd really need to see somebody, because then it's like, you know, dude missed a week for an injury. Now he's back. Get him back in there.
We've seen him walking on the field. And when we leave from here, he's on PUP, right?
Yeah.
You think they don't have him working out there? He's not just coming over here and just sitting around and not doing anything. He's rehabbing. He's doing all kind of stuff based off of the ankle being injured. He's running around. They know if he's in shape or not. And
he looks to be just fine.
If they were to sign him, then I think you can expect him to play that Monday.
Because if it's not there as far as actual game reps, Terry is not playing the third preseason game against the Ravens. And you end, that's a weird short week where you play Monday night, Tuesday's an off day, Wednesday they practice, Thursday's the joint. That Thursday, the 21st, is going to be a big practice. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday is the Ravens game. And after that, it's not even training camp anymore. After that, we don't get to watch everything. It'll be very different. I think certainly the practice against the Ravens. So even if he's back in camp, like 10 days from now, like Friday the 15th or something, and then he can practice against the Ravens, like I do think that would be good. Jamar Chase talked last year about how he feels like he started slow because he got into camp so late. Like, clearly you don't want that.
That's something I'm concerned about. That's why I feel you get to a point where the team has to say, look, we got to get him in. We can't keep, you know what I mean, you can't fight to the end and don't want to budge at all when you got a guy that can definitely help you win games. And you don't want him to come in too late, because we know when people come in too late, they end up injured.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it happens all the time, but he's a guy that don't normally get injured, but still, you never damn know.
Sure.
You want to make sure he can get that little base, you know, that foundation.
All about
of being
that base.
Held. Gotta get that in him now, so I don't know.
What you always say, nothing gets you ready to play football like playing football.
Playing football, brother.
Here's what I do know. The B. Mitch and Finley AAA Club Alliance poll question of the day is up. What offseason addition will have the biggest impact for the Commanders? You can vote at B. Mitch and Finley on X. You can also level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA plus exclusive experience, discounts, and tickets. Already a AAA member? Upgrade for free at AAA.com/Commanders. Cliff Kingsbury next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.